KTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. You're listening to The Hardline with Mike Reiner, Greg Williams, and Friendly Cobra on Dallas-Fort Worth's original all-sports station, Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
We will be out Monday at the Village Country Club. That's Memorial Day, but we will be out there nonetheless. So come see us at the Village Country Club, Southwestern and Caruth Haven over in Dallas, the epicenter for all these years of the Dallas singles scene.
Did you ever live over there?
No, never did.
How about you?
Nope, never.
Boy, that is like the sex epicenter, though, you know?
Yeah, now Kevin Scott has.
Yes, he has.
Kevin but Scott. We will be out there, probably set up by the pool somewhere, with ticket chicks, very foxy ticket chicks, we might add.
Which ones?
It says Gina and Lee.
Interesting.
And gift certificates to Texas Land and Cattle, a gift certificate to Speed Zone, ticket t-shirts, and so very much more.
Booze.
Yes. They will have a bar set up with adult beverages. All right, is there any kind of open to this? Or
I believe there is a time check.
There is a time check involved? All right, it is 5:53 here on the ticket.
And now it's Miller Time, a segment entirely dedicated to the radical opinions, insane observations, and general madness that is Craig Miller. And without further ado, here he is, Craig Miller.
Hello, Metroplex, and good afternoon.
Well, I love the way he just runs with it.
I am angry today. And it's good that I'm filling in for Greg out today because it gives me a chance to shout out at these afternoon folks who are making me angry.
Uh-oh.
Not you, Mike. Not you, Corby. But movie-making America, and that's where I want to start.
Go ahead.
When is the last time Hollywood produced a true epic? Can you come up with one? I think Gone with the Wind was the last one, so let me hear from you.
Well, some people might say that The Lord of the Rings was an epic.
What about Wizard of Oz? That's the last one, I think. Either that or Gone with the Wind or The Godfather or maybe any of the Star Wars movies. But Hollywood sucks.
Van Helsing?
All right, Van Helsing, maybe. That's hot sports opinion number one.
All right.
And I want to hear from you.
Boy, that's radical.
America, in a minute. Hot sports opinion number two. Rangers are in Toronto tonight. U.S. versus Canada, what gives there? World War III? Isn't it time we took it to those Canadians?
He's got a point.
What have they ever done for us?
Not much. Well,
look at it that way.
Do they even speak our English?
Can we get behind our Rangers for once, America? Hot sports opinion number three.
Why are you talking like
hot
that?
Sports opinion.
He's on a roll. Let him go. Okay.
Dallas is number one in crime. That's what I hear. That's what my peeps on the street tell me. Well, what gives with that? That makes me mad.
Well, why?
Hot sports opinion number four. NHL Stanley Cup Finals. Calgary versus Tampa Bay. Who's watching this garbage? Not me. Are you?
No, I haven't watched any of it.
Well, who is?
Well, I don't know.
Not Hitch.
Mike?
No, not me.
We're going to go to the phones here in a minute, America. I want to hear from you. Hot sports opinion number five. Bush, Kerry Bush. Who cares? That's making me mad.
Why? That's a presidential election.
All right, we're going to go to the phones, and then I'm going to do some rankings for you. This is Miller Time. You're listening to?
Remember, we have 8 more minutes of this, so let's stretch it out.
He's ready to take some calls.
I'm ready to take some calls.
All right, on any of these topics?
Any of these topics. Hi, sports caller. You're on Miller Time.
Hi, Craig.
Hello?
Hi, Craig.
Can't hear the sports caller. Hey, what's up?
Hey, Craig.
Oh, it's your dad.
Oh, hey, Dad.
Hey, Craig. Why don't you bring up the topic of the minority string players in your Gulick laboratory?
All right, get out of here, you turkey sandwich. I want a caller who wants to talk about the issues of the day. Hi, you're on the ticket. What's up? Get that guy out of here. Hi, you're on the ticket. What's up?
Hi, Chris.
Hey.
Hey, Natalie, I want to talk about Jenna Bush.
All right. Get that turkey sandwich out of here.
Well, the callers don't seem to be taking you very seriously here.
Hey. Oh,
hello. What's up?
Hey, you turkey sandwich. You got me so fired up. I don't want to wait for October. Take me out to the Cotton Bowl. Pretend it's Texas OU. Let's play like it's the third quarter. Pull my pants down and do your thing.
Now you're talking. Yeah. That's the kind of caller we're looking for. He's no turkey sandwich. He's a winner in my book. Hello, America. You're on.
Hey.
Hey.
I want to know where Mr. Beef is.
Who's Mr. Beef? Grego?
Yeah.
Love you.
All right. Thank you.
Well, answer the question.
We switched today. Mr. Beef had something to do this afternoon. All right. How you're on the ticket?
Hey, Craig. I'm mad, too.
Good.
I want to see the Rangers go out there and hit a bunch of baseballs against those Canadians. I'm tired of it.
I'm tired of it, too. That's a good caller. All right, let's get to the rankings I've got for you guys.
All right.
I prepared a small set of rankings in my mobile ranking laboratory.
Where is that?
Out in the parking lot here.
Oh.
I've decided to rank the top three and bottom three shapes of states. Bottom three. Number three, Hawaii. It looks like droppings, doesn't it? What gives? Number two, Michigan. It's okay, and then it's got that one little peninsula that it's separated by a couple of the Great Lakes or something, so it looks real awkward on a map. Makes me mad.
What's the deal with that?
And the worst-shaped state, Delaware. Can anyone tell me what it even looks like? Top three shaped states.
Ooh, the best three.
Number three, Alaska, big and bold. Number two, California, long and lean. Number one, Texas. Let me hear from you. And that's another edition of Miller Time.
You have like 5 minutes left, Craig.
At least. Probably use about eight more.
Wow.
Well, you were fired up.
Yeah, I was. Whew. Why don't we do the Miller Time post-game show here and kind of discuss what just went on.
All right. Take some calls on the Miller Time post-game show.
Personally, I liked your enthusiasm.
Thanks.
Much more gumption than what we normally hear on, let's say, the Reiner Pit or whatever it's called.
The Wolf Den.
The Wolf Den.
What about the Snake
the
Pit?
The Tool Shed. No, the Snake Pit is a standalone segment. It's better than Miller Time. But you're getting there. You're in second place right now.
What do you mean much more gumption than what you normally hear in the Wolf Den?
Well, you don't have that much. You don't have that kind of passion and attitude that Craig had during Miller Time.
Did I have too much attitude?
No. I also like your catchphrase, what gives?
I kind of added that this time.
That's good. Yeah. You ought to take that and run with it. That'll catch on.
You had a lot of time to work on your show so that it showed that you added that one thing.
Yeah, the last time I did it is when you guys sprung it on me the last time we did a wipe swap. Do you think it's...
You know, I like doing wipe swaps with us.
I love doing wipe swaps with you guys. Let me ask you this. When I refer to a caller, a lame caller, as a turkey sandwich, is that too harsh?
No.
Doesn't make any sense.
No, I don't get it.
What the hell was that?
It's one of the turkey sandwiches out here.
Stand back, burrito!
Other than that, I mean, I give it an A+.
Yeah, I thought it was
Thank
good.
You.
Thought Thank it was
you.
Darn good. But you know what we think doesn't matter. It's all about what the P1 thinks.
I thought it was all about options.
Well, it's all about that, too.
I thought it was all about the ticket ticker.
Who won the emergency break, by the way, this morning? Anyone know?
Surely the Hardline won.
No, we're not in it very much anymore.
Reiner's live spot meltdown when Kevin Scott was talking in his ear.
I had live spot chaos last week.
I don't remember that. Hey, let me ask you something.
I just about had to quit a live spot. In fact, I did have to quit it for a second and start over.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you curse?
No, I don't think I cursed. Did I curse?
No.
Is it in the info? Can we hear it?
Was that nominated?
I called Georgie's voicemail on Friday. It happened last Friday.
He doesn't check that.
What?
He hasn't checked that in years.
Oh.
So he's got years of messages stacked up?
Yep. Can you imagine how many Diana Underwood messages he's got on there?
Wow.
Hey, let me ask you a wife swap question. Have you ever done the morning show in a wife swap?
Yeah, I think I have.
Was it with me or George?
It was with George.
And I did the afternoon with Craigo?
I don't know. Maybe not. I know I've done the morning show a couple of times, but I can't remember if it was on a Y swap. You know, it might not have been, now that I think of it.
We need to do that, and we need to do a Yuck Monkey swap. Have Corby and Gordo flip one day. That'd be fun.
I'd be game for that.
Would you?
Yeah. I have this certain romantic feeling about doing the morning show, just because I know that you're done at 10 a.m., and you have the whole day, although you need a nap in there somewhere.
That's the only thing romantic about it, is you're done early.
Not getting up?
Like today, I had a very leisurely morning, and I got to do a lot of errands and accomplish a lot, but the whole time, I'm looking at my watch, and I'm counting backwards when I need to be there and how much time I've got left.
Right.
The show loomed over me all day.
Whereas you're done at 10, and you have the whole day to do whatever.
Right.
You have nothing hanging over your head.
Mm-hmm. Of course, you're also beat to high holy hell, and you can't do much because you're so tired.
What time did you used to have to get to the zoo?
I was up at 4 every day.
Mm. For how many years?
About 5.
Hey, Miller Man.
Yeah.
We actually have that clip of Reiner screwing up the live spot, and this was your emergency break winner this morning.
Oh, it was? Nice.
Yes.
So I won?
Yep, you did.
All right.
Listen.
Piecing on this. And the reason I'm pretty sure of this is because that is about all the business that I've done here recently. As far as getting a new car, truck, van, or SUV, or anything like that goes.
What are you doing?
Don't you hear Kevin Scott? He's in the headset.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Can we start this live spot over, Psycho?
Thank you.
You know, not too long from now, I'm going to be in the vehicle market.
How did you start that?
Okay, Kevin Scott was...
Let Psycho come on and explain it, or Kevin, or one of those guys.
Go ahead, Psycho.
All right, they were doing some kind of updates, and...
From Colonial.
From Colonial, yes. And Kevin Scott was trying to talk down to whoever it was. I think it was Ty Walker doing the updates. And they were on the same send or the same fold back, which is what we talked to you guys off the air with. And I didn't realize that it was on the same fold back. So Kevin Scott was trying to talk to Ty, and it didn't work out.
Right. He and Ty are having an entire separate conversation during the live spot.
And it's all going on inside the headset. Here I am.
Not on the air, though.
Yeah, not on the air. Mm. Here I am trying to do a live spot. I'm hearing them talk inside the headset. I'm wondering, okay, now, is that going out on the air? Are they just hearing me? Or are they hearing nothing at all? Or should I stop down and tell them to get rid of them? Or should I just stop down altogether and abort the mission? Or what?
And meanwhile, we're out there at the remote, and I'm sitting next to him, but I don't have the headset on. And he starts to slowly melt down, you know? And that's when I put the headset on. I'm like, what are you doing? It just sounded so bizarre.
Did you have any idea what you were saying?
Yeah, I kind of did. I mean, I knew where I was going with it, but I was so distracted by them that I couldn't fight through it.
Well, listen to the nonsensical gibberish that comes out of your mouth.
Well, yeah,
once
I know.
You start slowing down.
I know. Easing on this. And the reason I'm pretty sure of this is because that is about all the business that I've done here recently. As far as getting a new car, truck, van, or SUV, or anything like that goes.
What are you doing?
Don't you hear Kevin Scott? He's in the headset.
Oh. Okay, sorry.
Can we start this live spot over, Psycho?
You know, he sounded like that you were reading something, but that you didn't know how to read.
And it sounds like I went into some kind of trance.
And the reason I'm sure about this is because that is all the business.
Play it once more, please.
Basing on this. And the reason I'm pretty sure of this is because that is about All right, now here I'm trying to... Can you stop it for a second? Along about there, I'm trying to determine... You know, at first, I'm distracted. And then the next thing you hear is I'm trying to decide whether or not I can fight through this. So I decided to go ahead and try to fight through it and pick it up. Facing on this. And the reason I'm pretty sure of this is because... And right here, I just can't fight through it. All the business that I've done here recently, as far as getting a new car, truck, van, or SUV, or anything like that goes.
What are you doing?
Don't you hear Kevin Scott? He's in the headset.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Can we start this live spot over, Psycho?
That is great. I mean, just imagine trying to give a professional live spot, and I'm screaming down line about the ghost of Mike Suchak in your ear.
All right. What's next?
Ticker?
The dart story?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, and next here on the ticket.